Tony Romo was very effusive in the kind things he had to say about Justin Fields, and in this case, it was deserved. As Fields turned in his best game, the Steelers are 3-0, and yesterday was a complete ass-kicking by the time it was over and done with. Minus yards for the Chargers in the second half. They knocked Justin Herbert out of the game. They knocked Joey Bosa out of the game. They knocked Rashawn Slater out of the game, the great tackle. And Fields did it all. Plays in the pocket. Plays on third down. Plays downfield. Plays to the middle of the field. And now what is the question? Reports that Russell Wilson will be cleared to practice this week. Mike Tomlin's got to come out tomorrow, I think, and just end the debate and discussion about things and name Russell Wilson his starting quarter, or name Justin Fields a starting quarterback. Not a Freudian slip.
Thought Mr. Unlimited might have got to you there. Big Unlimited.
Name Justin Fields the starting quarterback the same way he did with Mason Rudolph at the end of last year.
So you're saying just for this week or permanently?
Yeah, say this is our starting quarterback. From now on, Justin Fields is our starter.
I feel like
so it's not every week, Chris, a question of, all right, was that good enough from Fields? All right, is Mike going to bench him? All right, what is he going to say on Tuesday? What is the locker room thinking? Are there guys that are wondering what's going on here? Is it really Fields' job? Is Russ knocking on the door? I would come out and say, we're going to go with Justin Fields. It was close. It was a pole position scenario, but there was a competition, and Mike admitted last week that it was not an easy one, that it was a hard one, and Russell Wilson barely beat him out.
Well, if that was true, then Russ shouldn't take a benching or a demotion then as a personal slight, because you'd be insane to be in his position, watch a guy go 3-0, a guy you barely, according to your head coach, barely beat out, watch a guy go 3-0 and basically play better, I would say, every week in many ways, and cap it off with his best performance yet against the best competition yet. You'd be nuts, I would think, to say, wait a minute, what about mine? But I don't think Mike's going to do any of what you just said. I think he's going to lean back on the old, we'll let Russ's participation be our guide. And if Russ is still not doing like full on, the full bore stuff that Mike wants to see him do, he'll just give you the old, we're preparing as if Justin is our starter. It's been a couple of weeks, you know, it's been a while for Russ, etc. Because I think there's probably, think about how he answered or how he spoke about Russ's injury status last week. We all noted it. He sounded like he was reading a hostage statement.
Yeah.
The guy who's always got the slick comeback or like gruff and very in charge of his presser looked down at a sheet of paper,
Chris,
like it was prepared.
So you're predicting that that's what he's done because that's the way he's handled it the whole year. But why is it advantageous or beneficial for him to continue to handle it that way?
I think it's probably advantageous to do it for one more week because he can make an argument that Russ, just health-wise, they have to see where he's at. If you do it this way this week, and then Fields goes out and looks good again and they beat Indy, and he looks even better, has like his best game yet, then yeah, I don't think there's any benefit anymore to keeping up the ruse or the pretense here. Then you have to throw your full weight at 4-0, and with the guy continuing to play better and better, Justin Fields is the man.
But I don't think that Fields should be singing for his supper this week.
Well, how do you know that he, say Tomlin does what I think he's going to do and just slow rolls this, how do you know that behind closed doors, Fields isn't singing for his supper at all and pretty much knows he's got some sort of small, quiet assurance?
I don't think you can keep something like that quiet. Maybe from the media you can, but I don't think you can from Russell Wilson and the rest of the team.
Think Russ might have the place bugged?
I just don't think that, that would be pretty messed up if the coach just swore a player to secrecy on a decision that big and kept the other guys in the dark.
Okay, then don't even tell the player that. Just say you're the starter this week, but back of your mind, you could say he's the starter going forward, no matter what.
I know, but I don't think Justin Fields should be in a position right now where he feels like he has to go out there and deliver the goods again to keep his job.
You and I are sort of in a different spot where I actually think this might be helping him a little bit. I think it's smoothing out some of the rough edges that we saw in Chicago where he's just doing the smart thing. Because, like, he knows that I think he knows enough about Mike Tomlin, Fields does, to know that unlike maybe some other coaches where in his own mind he might think, I've got to impress this guy by playing hero ball, like the way you impress Mike Tomlin as a quarterback is actually not doing the crazy thing.
Like, so why would that change when Russell Wilson gets cleared to play? If Fields knows that about Mike and knows that he doesn't have to put up gaudy numbers and now Mike is allowing for him to do more, why would he think that he would need to go like outside of his their comfort zone?
He wouldn't, but it's more just the threat of Wilson still being there, like lurking in the background, might keep him grounded, I guess.
Do you believe that?
I just think with Mike, I think Fields is a smart guy who knows that like the way I impress this coach is taking what's there when it's there, but otherwise just taking the check down, throwing the 1 yard pass, taking the sack even sometimes.
He's just young enough now. He's young enough now. He's a young enough player at 25 where I think it would be wrong for us to expect that every Sunday is going to look like yesterday and that there's still going to be mistakes that are made, and he's still going to have games that are probably looking more like what he did in Chicago. And I don't think that that should, cause the Steelers to reevaluate who they like or who they're playing at the position right now.
You've just seen enough. For you, the guy has been cast fully.
I'm giving you a different opinion than what I saw from him in the preseason. I thought the preseason was very up and down, and there was not a lot in there that made me think that the Steelers had uncovered this hidden gem like Tony Romo was describing at the end of the game.
When did you just start to feel that way about him after yesterday, or were you starting to genuinely feel that way before yesterday?
No, I thought he made plays in the Atlanta game, and I thought even though they didn't score a touchdown, he made enough throws and made enough good decisions that I was encouraged by what happened there, and it made to look better by the fact that there weren't crazy numbers getting put up everywhere else in the NFL. And if you look at Justin Fields, comparatively speaking to his peers, he's a above average quarterback. So why would it take only one bad game?
I'm not saying
multiple mulligans, maybe.
I'm not saying, Pony, by suggesting that I might just keep things status quo, that he would be on a one-game leash. I would be giving him more time. I just wouldn't feel the need to codify it if I were in Tomlin's shoes yet. I wouldn't think that there was some fundamental inherent benefit to telling Justin, you're the man.
Okay, so let's get into coaching psychology.
You're my guy.
Why didn't Tomlin just leave the depth chart the way it was with right tackle and list Broderick Jones as the starter and play Fautanu over him? Obviously, something went into that. He wanted to put the guy who he thought was the more deserving player ahead of the other guy, so he changed it.
Well, we seem to have a whisper of reason there, which was they felt like internally maybe Jones came in thinking he was going to be the man at left tackle, and they didn't love the approach. Clearly, Fields has come in from moment one and said, it's my intention to be the starter. I'm acting like I'm treating this like I'm in a real... Imagine Mike likes that about him. Even if there never was a real battle until Wilson got hurt and then actually opened the door for this to happen. That's how I think it works. Mike always says what? I treat everybody fair, but fair isn't always equal. And yes. I think that applies to like how you choose to motivate a player versus another player. I do. I don't think that that's just like what allowances a player gets. Like AB had special rules or Ben had special rules because of what they were capable of on the field. If you're a really good coach, you have to know certain guys will respond to certain things certain ways. And you have to cater to that. And he must, I think he thinks Fields is fine sort of quote unquote looking over his shoulder and not being declaratively the man yet because he's played well. He's continued to just stack good performances with this being the situation. Why would that change now?
I just don't think this should be a game-to-game thing anymore.
I think if he plays one more game, it might not be, and that would be the magic number. You'd have gone essentially a quarter of the season with this guy if you're 4-0 being really good. And then you have a hard conversation with Russ, and maybe you do trade Russ.
All right, so just total hypothetical. They go to Indianapolis, they lay an egg, and Fields throws two interceptions, and Wilson is cleared to play in this game, but they don't play him. You think that Tomlin sticks with Fields and he starts against the Cowboys?
Do I think Mike would?
Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Then he's not his starting quarterback then. Then he really is one bad game away from losing his job. It is still then very much in limbo.
Two interceptions was an important part of that hypothetical. If he just has like a milquetoast game where he doesn't make a ton of plays, but he also doesn't turn the ball over, I think Mike would think
at some
think about
I just, it. I know they got away with it last year and played three. I just think at some point it is good for the entire team and the player himself to pick somebody.
I don't disagree with that. I'm saying I think you can get away with it for one more week. But I think even if he plays poorly, I'd still give him a shot. But if he plays well, I think this would be it. Like, four games in, you are our guy.
I know, but you say it, though, like Tomlin would still have some temptation to go back
to
Russell
Wilson. Well, because I think Mike, listen, I think Mike is a very stubborn guy who is very, I'm sure, observant of the fact that around the league, everyone's offenses are sucking compared to what they usually do. He probably feels like, wow, my approach, my preferred way of winning is even more valid and viable this year.
And if Fields were to go against that, like Trubisky did in Indianapolis last year,
it's more of a sin. Well, it's more of a sin than it would be if, hey, we need a ton of points because everyone's filling it up right now. Here's the thing about the Colts as an opponent that is really interesting to me. Their defense sucks in terms of giving up yards.
They got no corners.
Their best run stuffer is hurt. Well, they gave up only 63 rushing yards to the Bears, but the previous two teams put 200-plus on them.
Williams threw for 363.
They have forced four turnovers. They forced three in the Bears game. But if you don't turn it over against them, the yards are there to be had and presumably the points too. So it's an interesting litmus test. They seem vulnerable enough that you'd want to take a lot of shots, but I also feel like it's probably you got to continue to be patient.
Donnie, if Fields had a bad game next week, do you think he'd lose the job? You think he's really his grasp on the job is that flimsy where one bad game and he's out?
Now, is this where you are asking what I would do or what I think Mike Tomlin would do?
Yeah, this is Tomlin.
I do have the fear, like Chris does, that if it is a bad game, they will say, well, Russell's back. Justin did a really good job filling in. But
I think you gotta ride
to
I think you gotta ride the wave with Fields now.
I mean,
I do too.
I want them to do that. I am sort of trying to present two positions, both what I would do and what I think the head coach has still got in the back of his mind because that's how he's wired. I'm not saying I defend it. He has shown enough, obviously, as a passer, especially in this last game, to make me feel like you've got to let it go with him. Because his legs are still a big part of this equation, and your offense fundamentally changes if Russell Wilson comes in because he does not run like that. He doesn't move like that. Here's what I wonder, too, about this. Donnie, I will kick this over to you since I rudely interrupted you. I wonder how much Tomlin leans on, because it was different when Matt Canada was here. Yes, yes, sir, no, sir. He was Tomlin's, you know, lackey, basically. Arthur Smith doesn't need the job. He's a billionaire if he wants to be. Arthur Smith has also been a head coach. I do think Mike respects guys who have had that like title because he knows the pressure that it entails.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how much more he's leaning on a guy like Arthur Smith in terms of this judgment than he would if somehow it was Matt Canada calling this and everything had played out the exact same way. I would think Smith's words carry more weight. Tomlin would trust his eval of the player here. Hey, is he really looking as good as he looks? Was this interception, for example, yesterday? Does he go to Smith and say, hey, was that his fault or not?
I think if Smith had his druthers, Fields would have been his guy from day one.
I would agree
with
that.
Just my opinion.
I would agree with that. But I think that
Fields has an advocate in Arthur Smith.
I think he definitely does. I think part of the reason that Arthur Smith wouldn't have gotten his way in the first place is because Mike clearly had to make certain promises to Russell Wilson to get him to sign on. And by the way, at that point, Justin Fields was still a member of the Chicago Bears and would be for five more days.
I saw on ESPN today, was it ESPN or maybe it was somewhere else? They said, you know, at some point, Russell Wilson is going to play for the Steelers. And there was no clarification or they didn't expand on those thoughts like because Fields has a penchant for getting injured or more that water is going to find its level with him. He's opening eyes and doing things on tape that these quarterback experts really did not see last year. And it's from Romo in real time to Orlovsky on TV just a few minutes ago on ESPN looking over my shoulder to some of the other people now that do this professionally that have huge followings on social media. Like, they came away from yesterday's game thinking like, damn, the Steelers really have a legit quarterback. They have a guy. So I would not want it to be such a still make or break, do or die sink or swim thing where it's like, all right, Justin, you were behind Russell Wilson when this started. You blew it against the Colts, but overall, you've done a good job. Just take your seat on the bench, and if we need you again, we'll let you know. I just hate that if that's ultimately where this goes, and I think I share your concern like that Tomlin might want to see what the offense looks like with Russell Wilson if Fields falters.
I was going to say, he'll only want to see that if Fields falters, because if he doesn't, even if Fields throws like another interception coming up in this game, if that's like the one hiccup, but otherwise they win, like this interception, they gave up minus 4 yards on the ensuing drive. It was fine. I think this is where Tomlin would just say, I like winning more than I like doing anything else.
But I'm also just intrigued by how Fields would come back off a bad game.
Like you almost want to see one.
Yeah, like how does this guy, all right, everything's been not easy, but he's known nothing but winning here so far in success. If he puts a bad game on tape, what's he play like the next week? Does it get in his head and it affects him 2 weeks in a row, or can he just flush it down the toilet and play
the way
like he did in the first couple games?
I mean, it is the question, how do you handle adversity? The way he's talked and the way he's acted on the field, the decisions he's made make me think he's like fully grooved in. But I mean, to make a golf analogy, it's, oh, I think I'm putting the ball really well. Well, how do you do after you miss like 3-4 footers in a row or something? Is the next one going in or not?
Romo called it the steal of the offseason because at the most, the Steelers are going to give up a 4th round pick for Fields if he plays more than half the snaps this year. It goes from a 6th to the 4th. How far can it climb the list of best trades in Steelers history?
Bettis is, for me, number one.
Right. Think about the draft deals they've made, though. How about Minka?
Are we just saying recent?
No, just ever.
Are we thinking more recent?
How about Minka?
Did they trade up to get Polamalu?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that one's got to be way up there.
They traded down for Casey Hampton.
I love Big Snack. He's not Troy. So I would say the Bettis deal, trading up to get Polamalu.
Minka?
The Minka deal.
Now, here's another one. It would take time to play out, but what if Porter just becomes an absolute stud? They traded Chase Claypool for the frickin' guy.
True. Although, I guess, yeah.
How about
Broderick Jones will become one of the best ones here eventually.
How about when they traded, I think, a 5th to Arizona for Bryant McFadden and got a 6th back in that deal, and that player ended up being Antonio Brown?
Pretty good one. I don't really think of those things. Like, it's almost so random that you would end up picking the player. I get it. You don't have the pick, you don't get the player. I think of more like the direct ones.
Think about what Donnie just said, though. They didn't know
Didn't
Joey Porter Jr. with that pick.
I understand that. I think of more the ones like in that day on the draft. Like, we have a player we've identified, not like next year we're going to have a chance to get so-and-so. To me, the Bettis trade is number one. If they win a playoff game this year with Fields, it immediately vaults right up there. It's easily in the top three with the Bettis and Polamalu deals. Because in both cases,
you'd put it ahead of Minka?
Well, yeah, because I think quarterback's still more important than safety. And he would have been the guy who would end almost a decade now. What are we, at 7 years of playoff futility? You'd have to put it above that. The other two guys you're putting it behind are
I agree.
You know, you acquired Hall of Famers.
It's amazing that they fleeced the Bears on two trades like this. They got Joey Porter Jr. and Justin Fields, and what did the Bears have to show for it? Claypool's already gone. And we'll see what they do with the Bears, day three pick in this deal.
I was going to say the Bears can console themselves that if he does play here more than 51% of the snaps, they get that sweet, sweet 4th round pick instead of a 6th. You think Ryan Poles just has Khan's number actually blocked? Like, Khan can't even get into touch with him. He sends him a message. It just comes up as a green bubble, even though they're both on iPhones, because he just isn't even accepting texts. Ryan, what's up, man? Long time. Click.
Hey, you've got... what's the wide receiver?
Roma Dunze.
Keenan Allen there on the last year of his contract. We could use a guy. Any interest in making a deal?
Click.
Why don't I... there it is. Here's what I'm looking for. Yes, he just has that going off in his head whenever he sees Joey Porter Jr. make a player, Justin Fields.
I would love to know, by the way, just now that we're talking about this, we've heard some Bears fans that like hadn't quit Justin Fields yet, even though they had drafted Williams.